Player, Sybil,
yo, player.
Unsung Hollywood is going to air this Wednesday, and it is going to be about Joe Morton.
It's about time.
I love it.
And he's on the phone. Good morning, Joe Morton.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Sib, he's been around for a long time, and I see why they say he's unsung.
And he's done all of the media that you can possibly imagine. He's a star of stage, big screen, small screen. He's done everything and made quite a footprint. But I do understand why it's unsung, because he is a man who is of tremendous talent, but until that little show named Scandal came along, a lot of people may not have known the greatness of Joe Morton. I mean, you and I, Tom and Jay, know him because the first time I remember seeing you, sir, was The Brother from Another Planet.
Were those your feet?
Were those your feet?
Were those your feet?
Absolutely.
Take that, Donald Trump. Okay. All right.
I think we're going to have to get B613 in to take Donald Trump out.
You know what? Hopefully, we won't need B613. Hopefully, Donald Trump will take himself out. Unfortunately, I don't think that's really the case, but... it's interesting about him because he's someone who is clearly tapped into the darker side of what it means to be American. And millions of people thus far are signing up to join his army. So it's not so much Donald Trump. I think we need to maybe change something inside the country. Otherwise, Donald Trump could not exist.
Yeah, there is a need, there's a hunger, there's something, and there's an anger
in this country. There's evil,
yeah,
you're right.
That I think that Papa Pope could probably tap into.
Maybe you could long speech him to death. That would be great.
Yeah, unfortunately, Papa Pope is make-believe and Donald Trump is for real.
Yeah, so. That's the truth. Yeah. That's the truth. Yeah. You have a really interesting story, and I hope that people will watch Unsung. I loved it. I thought it was a great episode. And you're talking about growing up in a military family and your dad and living in Germany and all of that took place there without telling the whole story. But you just have just a really great story to tell, and it was engrossing. And it just made you really proud to see somebody who works as hard as you do and keep going.
Well, you know, I was thinking last night, you know, I've been writing this particular song for 40 years and finally it took Unsung to sing it. So it's an interesting thing when someone sits down and asks you to tell you the story of their life, especially when it comes to your career, you know, one doesn't really think about it until asked. So I'm looking forward to see how people respond to it. I mean, you know, it's my life, but that doesn't necessarily make it interesting, but hopefully it will be.
I think it will be very interesting to people, and they will enjoy it. And the respect that you have of your peers, so many people like Debbie Allen, who you've known for, you know, years and years and years.
Many years. Yeah.
And coming back and to work with her. And one of the great, great stories is Jasmine Guy talking about you and how, what a crush she had on you and how that all came to be with you being on A Different World. So it really is. It's going to be a very enjoyable watch for a lot of people.
Well, I hope so. I mean, the interesting thing with Jasmine was that certainly I didn't know at the time that she had this crush, but when we finished with the 6 or 7 episodes that I did for Different Worlds, I remember coming back to Brooklyn where I lived at the time. And in those days, you know, you still needed a token to get onto the subway. And I remember going to buy the token and the person behind the in the booth said, "Aren't you the guy from Different Worlds?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Oh, well, you know, your money's not good here." And then there were 2 policemen who led me through into the subway. And, you know, most everyone was curious about what it was like to kiss Jasmine Guy.
Including your son.
including my son, yes.
And I got to tell you, I grew up with the Pridgeons and the Dumanians. I went to school with kids named Pridgeon and Dumanian. And I never knew a black aura until I came across the story about your son. That's your son's name.
That is, yes. His first name is Armenian because his mother is Armenian.
Yeah, and that's what the Pridgeons and Dumanians were. And I just thought that was, your kids love you so much, and it was great to see that part of your life as well.
How's your relationship with Kerry Washington off screen?
Yeah. It's great. I mean, you know, the beauty of pretty much everybody in that cast is that we all truly, truly get along. I mean, and hang out when we can. Carrie is like, I mean, she's my on-screen daughter, but she is someone who I care for and, you know, think about. I mean, it's a really good relationship. It's open and it's fun and it's, and the work ethic is very much equal. So we have a good time, especially when we get to work. And when we work, usually our scenes are very, very tense and, yeah. And very, very.
How do you learn those long speeches, man? I'm like, wow.
He's good.
And do you contribute to the scripting, because there's so much there as far as the black father, especially the, you know, how you have to be twice as good, jump twice as high. Those speeches, did you ever contribute to any of those?
Yeah, do you add to them?
No, we don't. It's word for word. No, that's how it was written.
Wow.
So there is no improv. I mean, but you know,
very powerful, when the scripts are
written that well, you don't really need to improv.
Yeah.
Joe Morton, Unsung, Hollywood, tomorrow night.
On TV One, that's absolutely.
My man.
Thank you.
All right.